So, Madam Secretary, are you here? Okay. I'm going to take a quick roll call anyway, just so that we have as many people as we can in deciding this. Grace?
Yes.
Okay. Mia?
Present.
I don't know for how long.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yes.
AC? Cassie?
Yeah.
Okay. Sherry is here. Ambrose is here, I think.
Here.
Mike Martin? Okay. George is here. Rob? Jamie? Wendy?
Yes, here.
Bonnie Simmons? I think just she'll be here. Hello? Who just came on?
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Jack is here. Joe? Yosh?
Hello?
Yosh? Margaret?
No, this was Mary Bird.
Okay, Mary. Okay, great.
I called, I just called Sirius, and he'll be ready in a minute.
We're already on the air, Mary.
Yeah, we're on the
air. We're already streaming.
Who just came on?
Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. Okay, guys. So, it's been proposed that for the next PNB phone meeting, special phone meeting, that we do it 8 days from today on Monday, August 4th. So I think that's a great idea. And unless there's any objection, we're going to set the next phone meeting PNB on August 4th at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a little election working group, but I
think we're gonna
we can just move it.
Yeah, there's a couple of other things going on.
Okay. So now the issue is for an in-person meeting. And I would like to propose the first weekend in September after Labor Day. In
the 6th and 7th.
Yeah, and here's the reason why. I would actually like to have it earlier, but it wouldn't be legal. We need 30 days. If we go 30 days, the last week in August is the last week in August is the Democratic Convention, and the first week in September, Labor Day weekend, actually, is the Republican. So to the degree that we need staff present, I would ask that it be the weekend after the Labor Day weekend.
This is George. I can't make it. I'm in Japan at that date.
You're in Japan?
Yeah.
When do you
on a vacation
back?
Or at work?
No, I'm going to a conference. I'm giving a talk and
a physics conference?
Yeah.
Wow. How totally cool.
When do you come back, George?
What's that?
When do you come back?
About 4 days later of the 11th, I think. Let me just double-check that date. I just want to make sure
okay.
I've got it right, but that's what
I
remember.
Go ahead. I mean, there's always going to be somebody that can't make it, Wend.
Yeah, well, I know, but...
Carolyn here. That's a particularly bad week for anyone connected to a school, because school just starts that week. I would really prefer it to be the 19th, if that's possible. 2 weeks? Second weekend?
I only have a concern. What?
No, go ahead.
I have a concern that we address the issues facing the network as soon as we can. And so for me, the earlier the better. Now that we have the statistics on the loan, there's a proposal for cost-cutting measures that involve issues of money, personnel, cutbacks, programming, et cetera. And the quicker we can come together to address those issues, given that we have hard facts to chew over now, the better it will be for the foundation.
This is Kathy. I'd like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, I could probably make that weekend. I would prefer the next weekend, the 13th and 14th?
No, the 11th and 12th.
Well, 12th, 13th,
14th.
12th, 13th, 14th. Okay. 12th, here's what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to have Mary circulate 3 weekends, and we're going to have everybody vote on it. Because we don't have full attendance back now, we can only say that there will be a meeting in September in person. there is another issue of whether or not it would be more productive to have it in Berkeley because the national finance staff is there. And I would like the board to consider that in making or reaching its decision. Next up, of course, was Washington. Washington, both the chair of the local station board and the general manager were very generous in suggesting that they would be available to provide logistical support for September. AC scouted out some space in Washington that was cost-effective. But I would like the board to consider just the logistics around having it in Berkeley near the national office. George, can I
ask
you a question?
Yes, it is the 7th. I'm supposed to be there.
Okay.
But you'll be back for the 12th, right?
Yeah, more or less, yes.
All right. So,
there's a day change. I'm not quite sure how that works.
Yeah, really.
I just got a call from Sirius. He could not do that first week in September either.
From who?
From who?
John Elmila.
Oh.
Okay.
So I'm going to have the secretary circulate 3 dates for us, and maybe we can. I think we still have time at the. We do have time to set a legally noticed meeting at the August 4th PMB meeting.
Sherry?
What?
Well, this is, so we've just reconvened to do just this as far as I can tell. Can we at least talk, we have quorum, right?
Right.
Can we at least talk about, let's just decide if it's going to be in D.C.
Okay.
or in Berkeley.
All right. Okay, great. Well, what are people's reactions to that? And just tell me your name and then you can stack up.
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack.
And then Wendy.
Okay.
I think it's a mistake to hold it in Berkeley, even though I did a lot of work to set up a meeting for Berkeley. I think it's way out of rotation, because I think we're supposed to meet in D.C., then L.A., and then Berkeley. Am I correct? Does anyone remember the
city? Yes, I remember, and I just said D.C. is next on up.
Yeah,
then L.A., right?
Then L.A., right?
Right.
Okay. The reason is because there's a perception that on the part of some of us, I'll say that I'm guilty myself, that a lot of things have been done without full PNB approval, possibly by the Berkeley area, and there's some tension between Washington D.C. and Berkeley at the moment. And, in terms of board members, I think it may be politically possibly damaging to push for having it in Berkeley, even though I understand the logistical pluses of Berkeley. I think politically it might be damaging.
Wendy?
Well, I mean, there's a bylaws requirement that says what order they have to be in. However, In the past, we've issued special rules to change it just for that one time only because of extenuating circumstances. Now, I know that Nicole had said that she would like to explain why it might be advantageous, so I'm going to assume that what you just said may be what she was going to say, that since the national finance staff is there in Berkeley, we're in the middle of a financial crisis. The other part of it is that you would, since it's always at least the CFO and the ED and then maybe another person in national staff who comes to assist with board logistics, that would be 3 less people that would have to fly out. So that would save, you know, I don't know, $1,500 or $1,000 or something in plane tickets. I happen to agree that I think it would be a good idea to be able to actually physically meet with national finance staff at the same time, and I think it would be all right if we issued a special rule, and then went to D.C. for the next meeting, I'm agreeing with maybe it would be a good idea to have it near where the national office is.
Okay. Who else would like to address
this? This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, I personally, I think we should stick to the rotation, you know, but I'm flexible if there's some pressing reason why we should go to Berkeley, then I will go for that. But I think we should stick to the rotation. Also, I think we should stay with D.C. now, because to have it in D.C. in, let's say, December, January, during the winter, I don't know how, I don't think that is such a good idea. I think it's, you know, it'd be better to have it in Berkeley then.
Okay. Who else would like to be on the stack?
This Ambrose.
Is Kathy. Okay, Ambrose and then Kathy.
We just love to have you in D.C. That's all I'm trying to say. and we'll make sure that you enjoy yourself.
Okay, thank you, Ambrose. Kathy?
I was wondering if we could just do, not decide immediately and do a cost comparison. Is how much more expensive would it be to fly the staff to D.C. than to have everyone come to Berkeley?
Well, I will send a question to the national office about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the first thing we have to do is pick a date. Actually, I know I just argued the other way around, but once we have a date, then we can start. You know, it's hard to do it the other way around.
Okay. Mary, while you're on the phone, would you please circulate three dates to the board? The
yes.
Second, third,
are you going, excuse
the
me,
second,
are you going,
third, and fourth weekends in September, please?
Okay. Second, third, and fourth? Okay, got it.
Thank you.
It's actually the, wait, don't you mean the fifth, sixth, seventh?
That's the
well,
second
that's the
week.
Week.
Well,
13, in September.
14,
oh.
and 19, 20, and 21.
Yeah, so is it the first, second,
first,
and third
second
weekend?
And third
okay,
weekend.
The first, second, and third weekends, Mary.
You still want it, even though a couple of people already included.
Yeah, I want you to circulate it so
okay,
that we know.
And give them a short time frame to reply. We have
yes.
to hurry up
okay.
and decide.
Right. Give them 48 hours?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, anybody else on the stack for D.C. or?
Well, sure. I'll join in a little bit.
Go ahead. Did I have someone else on the stack? Kathy, did you talk?
Yeah, yeah, I had asked
yeah.
about cost, but I
okay,
do have another.
Right.
I would like
I'm gonna,
to be on
I'm
the
gonna,
stack.
So Bonnie is going to be next, and I'm going to well, send an email right now to the national office for cost.
Do you want to let Kathy ask her question? Or?
Sure. Go ahead, Kathy.
I do know that when we were having our conversations earlier on, that the people in the local station board in D.C. were very adamant that the meeting be in D.C., and I think that they're going to be very frustrated if it doesn't happen that way.
I don't know if they were adamant, but they were upset that they hadn't been included by the group that was exploring the different venues, and they wanted to host the meeting when their turn was up.
They didn't want it in July, they said.
Right, they didn't want
it
in
And it was still
July.
Just a couple people, not the whole board.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie?
Okay.
I suspect that these meetings are going to be us in rooms for 14 hours a day. I'm hoping that we can have this meeting soon. Although I understand the problems in jumping rotation, I think it does make real sense to have it here where the national office is. We're just going to be dealing with so many really overwhelming issues, and I can imagine instances where we will want to have people that are right here at the national office available to participate in the decisions.
Okay, anybody else on the stack?
Yeah, this is George.
Go ahead, George.
I'm inclined to go with the PFW as sort of at least honoring, and to some extent, what the bylaws say we ought to be doing. I think there's some virtue in that. And I also think that it ought to be clear that this meeting, however it's held, is going to cost for around $20,000, not around $45,000.
So which place were you endorsing?
PFW.
Okay. All right. Okay, anybody else want to weigh in? I'm sending a letter right now to the national office asking that they provide me with a cost comparison between Washington. It's going to be flights primarily, the cost of airplanes and the additional cost of flying national staff across the country. And then we're going to have to do a little bit more research again. Maybe AC could help with that on accommodations in Washington and or low-cost accommodations in the Bay Area, just to compare the costs. My sense of those who are, have remained on this call is right now that there is, it seems to be somewhat of an equal split between honoring D.C. because they're next in line and accommodating our need to have immediate access to the national finance staff. So,
point of information.
Madam Chair?
How many of the national finance staff, if we fly them out to Washington,
I'll find out.
You're bringing out? Who do we really need there?
I think two people.
This is Nia, sorry.
We might have more available to us at Berkeley, but essentially I think it's two people. Go ahead, Nia.
When you say it's virtual split, did we do a straw poll? I know I have been knocked off, so I'm trying to make sure I'm not missing. Did we do a straw poll to determine that there was a split between D.C. and Berkeley?
No, I'm just listening to the comments now.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying because I haven't dropped a lot, so I missed most of it.
No, Mary was going to send them out.
Okay.
Can I give a few little points of information?
Okay.
Would that be okay? I did a lot of work to try to find a reasonable accommodation in Berkeley. I did find one, the Headlands Institute. However, they are usually booked solid during the school year. They had accommodations available during the summer. I don't know how September would fit in, depending upon our date, but we would possibly have to start from scratch again. Now, as I recall, the...
Grace, just a heads up on the Headlands Institute. Just a heads up on the Headlands Institute. It's in a remote area on Mount Tamalpais. You have to bring your own bedding and towels. They intentionally cut off all cell phone communication in that area, and it's considered to be a quasi-camping area, and it's not easily accessible to people for public comment.
Oh, okay. So then we'll X that out entirely.
Well, I would like to plug any kind of retreat facilities that are very reasonably priced.
The only thing I recall is that Nicole, I had mentioned to her, and she was very much in favor of that, thought that was a good place to have the meeting. But as I recall, the accommodations and setup that AC had suggested for September were extremely reasonable. And it's doubtful that we would find accommodations anywhere near that reasonable a cost in the Berkeley, San Francisco Bay Area. After having done some scouting, a significant amount of scouting myself for the July meeting, when we thought we might have it in Berkeley. That's just my 2 cents.
Anybody else on the stack? Hello? Okay. I can't quite see. It seems many wanted in D.C., some wanted in Berkeley. I'm going to leave off the site until after I get this information back from the national office. I sent the email. We're going to have a meeting on August 4th. Mary's going to circulate the list tomorrow. And maybe, Mary, you could just add a little box onto the list, D.C. or Berkeley.
Sure.
Okay?
Will do. I wonder, may I ask a point of information just real quick?
Yeah.
Who that was on the executive session is not on this? I know there wasn't a roll taken. If I can have an idea who's on, if you could tell me who didn't continue.
I'll
got to do roll call.
We did.
We did. I'm sorry.
But a few other people came on. I think that right now that did you make it back? No. Mike Martin, did you make it back? No. George didn't make it back. Rob Robinson, did you make it back? Jamie Ross? No. And Yosh did not make it back. Jack, you're here?
I'm here.
Joe, you're not here, correct?
Okay.
Okay. So that's, those are the people who didn't make it back.
Okay, thanks.
So maybe we can make a final decision at the August 4th meeting, first thing on the agenda. And I would.
That's good to me.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion probably from George to adjourn.
No. There was one other item on the agenda. I'd like to carry it over to the.
And what is that, George?
That was my motion with regard to the affiliates.
Right, okay. We're going to carry that over to the 4th.
All right.
Okay.
Move adjourn.
Okay.
Excuse me. Did we just settle for the 4th, or
I'm sorry, Mary, you weren't on the court.
Yes, you were.
We have a phone meeting on the 4th, Mary.
But that's totally definite, even though nobody actually agreed.
We talked about it before.
Everybody agreed to it, actually.
Yeah. If you could post it, that would be wonderful.
I guess, well, I would have to, because otherwise it doesn't have the required.
Please, Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for sticking it out.
Bye.
Bye.